Time for a sunrise. Flagler County Hurricane Dorian update. A service of Richie Cadillac, Nova Road, Daytona Beach, and Medcoat. Medcoat makes your pills go down easy. Get a free sample at MedcoatUSA.com. All right, the sun is up. People are getting a look at things, and we're live right now on four Flagler broadcast radio stations. Flagler County fared very well overnight compared to what everybody had anticipated and feared, which is great news. And so life can get back to normal, but there's still some dangers out there, and we're going to find out all about that. We're going to go out to Flagler Beach Live and talk with City Manager Larry Newsom and Matt Downey, and reminding you of some things, that there are still some curfews in place. And Jonathan Lord is with us at the EOC studio, along with Rich Carroll and Candy Lowe. And you may not find it hard to believe, but there is a hurricane about 100 miles offshore right now, right, Jonathan?
Yep, it's still there. It's pretty much parallel to Flagler County right now, and it's a wide storm. It's still got some pretty good seas and surf heading towards our coast or battering the coast a little bit. We're still having bands, tropical storm force bands, passing through over the next few hours. So it's not over with yet. It looks like we've dodged a bullet somewhat, but it's not done yet. It's got a few more hours before it leaves our neighborhood.
Jonathan, Kirk Keller here. Is it still wobbling east and west like it was?
A little bit, not those big swings we saw a couple days ago, because all of those wonderful models at the Hurricane Center kind of amalgamates together. They're all pretty close at this point where we are, but it's heading north out of away from us.
Hey, anywhere we talk about the beaches and our friends out in West County, any flooding, or everybody okay out the Mondex, North Daytona area? Any word on that?
We don't have any reports of major flooding. We have nuisance flooding and. Because at the times the bands had heavy rains.
It was reported to us, too, that there were no reports of flooding in the intercoastal.
Correct.
Yeah.
We lucked out. I think with the storm delaying, the lunar tide was able to dissipate. That was over the weekend. So that this delay of the storm helped quite a bit with that.
All right. Well, Palm Coast has fared well. The intracoastal, at least Toby Tobin, our embedded reporter, had called in that everything was fine along the tidelands in that particular area of Flagler County. Right now, if you just tuned in, Jonathan Lord is with us, our emergency management director. And right now we want to go out to Flagler Beach Live. We have, I believe, Larry Newsom, our city manager, and Matt Downey, the Flagler Beach police chief. And so, guys, sun is up. What do we know? What do we see?
Well, are you asking Matt or are you asking Larry?
Well, let's go with Larry Newsom first. Sorry about that.
Well, it's okay. I mean, we're both in the same location. But, no, actually, I'm out riding right now with a commissioner, and we're looking at the roadways. We're riding down South Flagler, and we're going to come back and, you know, DOT's already called me this morning about 5 o'clock and asked if they can come over and take a look at the roadway. And so I figured I'd go ahead and take a look at it now. I think the south end was more vulnerable than the north end, even with the washout. So I'm going to look at the south end first, and then I'm going to call Ron Mead. He's an engineer with DOT over this project, and talk to him about it. But overall, I never lost power last night. I stayed on 1211 South Flagler.
So how's it look so far to you?
Yeah, beach erosion. Well, what's the water? What's the pier looking like? What's Veterans Park looking like?
The pier seems to be fine. Veterans Park is definitely fine. There seems to, I think it's going to be like a Matthew event. A lot of debris. Which is a lot of yard debris. I mean, that's what I'm seeing all over the place right now. But I mean, the rains haven't stopped yet. But overall, I haven't seen any type of impact from the intercoastal. But I'll know more in the next probably hour as we're riding around, because we'll check down around off of Moody Lane and take a look at that.
So, Larry, the curfew is still in effect. So in the next hour or so, do you think that curfew will be lifted, or you'll be able to make an assessment about that curfew?
That's a Matt Downey question.
Matt?
Well, I'm here.
The curfew currently is in effect, and I heard Larry say that we're going to try to have a meeting in about an hour. Do you think that curfew will be lifted at the end of that meeting?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, Dorian's going to dictate when that curfew's lifted. And yeah, I just got back. I went out about 7 o'clock, so I just got back taking a ride of the city. So one of the questions was flooding on the other side. Lambert, Palm, all those streets are clear, no flooding on the west side at all. Flagler Avenue, the same. I actually took a video. I'm going to try to upload it here on Facebook of A1A. A1A is standing strong.
Great.
So, you know, the tides are in our favor, like Jonathan said. No significant damage to any business. I've actually sent pictures to probably half a dozen business owners of their property to kind of ease them, and I'm going to post some more pictures on Facebook as well. So,
now what about the Hidden Treasure area? They usually get a lot of flooding there at Hidden Treasure.
No, they're as of right now, there's really no substantial flooding in Flagler Beach. I mean, I'm knocking on, I don't know if this is particle board or not, but it's the best thing I can find for wood, but no flooding down there.
And Lambert, the homes along Lambert are in pretty good shape, from what you can tell?
They're in, yeah, there's no, I mean, I can't see the back of the homes, but the roadway itself is okay.
Wow, that is so great. God, we are so blessed that we've came through. But yeah. But also, Jonathan.
And even David, like last year, or the last storm we had with Irma, South Flagler Avenue from 100 all the way down to the library was a lake. Mm-hmm. And Flagler Avenue is open right now. I mean, in front of the police department, the swale's not even full.
What kind of weather, Jonathan, can we expect here from moving on from this point throughout the day?
For the next few hours, at least through midday, a little after noon still, we're still going to get those bands where we get tropical storm force gusts, even sustained for a little while. We're going to get bands of varying rain levels. Right now, you might be in an area where it's not raining, but 10 minutes from now it might be pouring rain. So, you know, that's why we're keeping the curfew in effect. That's why we're keeping the evacuation in effect. Just because city and county officials are out assessing things does not mean that we necessarily think it's safe for the general public yet.
Larry Newsom, city manager, you said that there was a lot of yard debris, that kind of stuff blowing. How much is it substantial? And what can obviously?
I don't think it's substantial. I think it's just more limbs.
Okay.
You know, I quite frankly, at the end of the day, I think it's probably debris that was going to be trimmed at some point in time anyway.
So
right now, we're riding down A1A and taking a look at that, and I don't see anything major outside the surface up, but I don't see anything major in the construction zone at this point in time. And obviously, my police chief has already, you know, patrolled the city and taken a look at it, so, and I appreciate that.
So you're not seeing any roof shingles or anything as debris right now?
I haven't seen anything as far as roofs or shingles.
So is it something?
I didn't see any either.
Is it something that everybody gets out there can be cleaned up in a day?
I think so. You know,
if it stays the way it is right now, yes.
Yeah, and I talked to my sanitation because I think it's going to be a couple of days of just picking up limbs so they're not on the right of way, but. Outside of that, I mean, there's a pretty good squall coming through right now, Flagler Beach.
Right.
But the construction zone still looks intact. Everything's still nice and neat. There's no signs. Like Matt said, knock on particle board or whatever. But the bottom line is I think we've dodged a serious bullet here.
And Matt, in our 4 o'clock chat that we had with you on the radio, you wanted to express that the curfew is not just for driving, it's also for the walkers, correct?
It is for walkers. And, you know, we haven't made any arrests as of yet. And when I was out taking my tour this morning, I saw three people out, one walking a dog, one just going out to take a look at the dunes, and believe it or not, another person out riding a bicycle down A1A. And once I told them that the curfew was still in effect, they were very very polite, very compliant, and went back to their homes.
So for safety reasons, you don't really want people out there in their yard right now cleaning up?
No. I mean, we're still under tropical force winds, and Jonathan will be the first one to tell you, you know, we're not out of the woods yet. So, I mean, we're extremely happy with the way things have gone so far, but everybody still needs to remain cautious, and until you get the all clear, just stay in your homes. I know people probably getting a little cabin fever, but turn up WNZF and, you know, have yourself a little breakfast, and hopefully by about 2 o'clock this afternoon, the worst will be over.
All right, so there is a possibility that we can still have our first Friday on Flagler Beach?
David, from your lips to God's ears, I know you. I can't wait to see you at First Friday.
All right. Hey, let us know when trash pickup is and the curfews are lifted. We'll let everybody know here instantly on the radio. We're on all four Flagler radio stations right now, so we have a real big audience that's tuned into this. And as soon as people can go out and start cleaning up their yard, and Larry, when the Flagler Beach garbage trucks can start making rounds, we'll get that. Get all that stuff cleaned up and get everybody back to normal. Tomorrow's going to be a beautiful day. So is Friday. And so that's great. We're so blessed here in Flagler County in so many ways.
Hey, man, if you can't get through the phone lines, just give me a text if that curfew is lifted.
Well, outside the curfew, I would tell you, my intention is that, you know, barring something surprising today, my intention is we start running our regular routes tomorrow.
Okay,
Larry, all right, I have one last question, Larry. I'm sorry, David. Just because the curfew would be lifted, possibly, that does not mean the pier is open. Is that right?
No, it does not.
You still have to have the structural engineers give the thumbs up.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have a seismic instrument out on the end of the pier, but I would probably, just from a liability standpoint, have it looked at from a structural, just to give it the okay, kind of like what DOT does with their bridges. You know, they don't do it because they want to. They do it because they have to from a liability standpoint. So I've already got structural engineers that are coming in town anyway tomorrow.
All right, so the Flagler Beach Pier is closed pending verification that it's safe, all right? Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, and the bridge going to, there's a curfew still on, so people that have left Flagler Beach that are, you know, waiting to get back out there right now, they are not allowed, or can they cross the bridge to go back home?
David, the bridge is not closed because of the wind speed. It's closed because of the curfew. But if somebody needs to get back to their home, as long as they've got ID, you know, proper identification, you know, we're letting them get back to their house.
All right. Hey,
but
I just
they get back to their house, and we're asking them, you know, to get back in their house. We've had very few folks try to come back, and you know, when the proper time is when, you know, we announce it that the curfew's lifted, and trust me, we want to get people back in their homes as soon as it's absolutely safe to do so. And then, you know, Larry's well aware of this. Sometimes most of the injuries or the fatalities happen after the storm has passed. So right now we don't have any down power lines, which is amazing. The power's still on in the city. So hopefully this is a trend of good things to continue for the next couple hours.
All right, Jonathan Lord, any question or comment for the guys out on Flagler Beach before we cut them loose?
No, just thank you, guys. Thank you all on the beach for your partnership and working with us all as a great team here in the county. And like to the public, we really hope that we can lift the curfew as soon as feasibly possible. But you know, we'll do that in consultation with the municipalities and the law enforcement so that we know everyone's safe in the community.
All right, very good. Okay, thanks a lot. And let us know when the curfew is lifted and any other updates. We'll get it on the radio right away. Larry Newsom.
Hey, Jonathan. All right. Say thanks to your team in the EOC. Y'all are doing a great job. And, you know, from the police and fire first responders that are over here, we appreciate all the assistance from the EOC.
Thanks, Matt.
Okay. All right.
And David, speaking of the police, walking into the studio here, we have Flagler County Sheriff Rick Staley with us.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, Larry, Matt, we'll let you get back to work, and keep in touch here throughout the day. And it's all good news. Flagler Beach alive and well, some debris to be picked up, but we'll get things back to normal. And First Friday is on Flagler Beach officially.
It's
right,
a
Matt?
Go.
It'll be a good one, I promise you. All right, so we'll cut them loose. Let's see, Sheriff Rick Staley, I know your guys were out patrolling. I saw them all over the place,
good
sitting
morning.
On corners and everything. So good morning, Rick Staley.
Good morning, David. It definitely would have been a very bad time for a criminal to come into Flagler County and try to prey on the community, because we basically were an occupying force through the curfew and in this storm. We had very few incidents last night. We did have a couple people that decided to drive around, and they were pulled over and encouraged to go back home, which I believe they did. And we had one tree fall on Seminole Woods across the road, and a car ran into it. But fortunately, there was no serious injuries with that. We are dealing with some wires down now, so You know, we just need to make sure that everything is safe for the community to get moving around. And I know you just had Jonathan on. I didn't get to hear what he said about the curfew, but I know that, excuse me, I have some of my deputies out now checking areas, and we'll report back to the EOC.
Sure.
And yeah, I think we all want to lift the curfew as soon as we can, but want to make sure it's safe for the community to start moving around. We want to get the community back up and running as soon as we can.
Sheriff Staley, I was going to ask you about the power lines. Do you know what streets those are on?
My EOC does. I was just over there talking to them. I just don't remember the streets right now. I know one was in Flagler Beach, and I don't remember where the other one was. My EOC told me that FPL said there's about 600 homes without power, which is
down,
not too bad.
Down drastically from what it was at 4 o'clock this morning.
Right.
Yeah. About 1,700.
What was that, 1,700?
Yeah, give or take. That was our peak.
Okay. All right. So well, everybody's working to lift the curfew. Just want to make sure it's an all clear and safe. The bridge is open except for the curfew.
Right.
Right. And so interpreting what Matt. So Jonathan, interpret what Matt Downey said about the curfew and people now that want to go back home to Flagler Beach. What did he say exactly?
Officially and basically legally is still a curfew. So you should not be creeping over that bridge. But if you have some kind of legitimate, real emergency purpose to get over there, then what Matt's basically saying is that will be assessed on a case-by-case basis as you approach the bridge.
All right, so have your ID also.
Yes, without a doubt.
Yeah, so you can do that.
So Sheriff Staley and Mayor Melissa Holland earlier said that she wanted all residents to stay inside. She did not issue a curfew. I take it you're doing the same thing for the entire county of Flagler. You're asking people to stay inside even though it's not an official curfew. Is that right?
Well, for their safety, that would be our preference because we don't know where all the downed wires are. I mean, obviously where the homes are without power is probably a pretty good clue. But, for example, we know Racetrack is open. So, people are coming back. Just be careful if you're going to drive, the roads are wet. We're still getting some rain off and on. But when you look at how this storm started out being forecast, and you look at the devastation in the Bahamas, we truly dodged a bullet in our community.
Mayor of Marineland, Leslie Bobonas, said they had lost power at 2 o'clock in the morning, but I believe that has been restored. She says no significant flooding either in Marineland, which is also great news. So, like you say, Sheriff Staley, we did dodge the bullet here. Now it's just a matter of kind of unwinding things. But let's talk, Jonathan, that this is really the beginning of hurricane season.
Yeah, we're approaching September 10th is the peak of the Atlantic hurricane season. So we are only just approaching that peak. So we're still on the uphill climb. So I am beyond proud of our community and how well prepared they got. And I think I said this on an earlier broadcast with you all, that the fact that on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, every night the store shelves were emptying and the gas stations were literally empty of fuel, which was perfect. That's a good thing in our community. That means our residents were doing the right thing. And it gave the stores and the gas stations a chance overnight to refill. And
okay.
They did that. And every morning there was fuel again and there was water and non-perishable goods. And then by the time Thursday and Friday came, we were first expecting the potential Saturday evacuation and it kept getting delayed. We did not see lines at the gas stations that we saw in previous storms. So I urge residents, commend yourselves for doing the right thing and don't get rid of all those supplies you got. Just put them away in a corner in your home. Don't drink all that bottled water because you have a ton of it now. Don't eat up all that perishable salty food. Just hold on to that. Keep it through the rest of hurricane season before you start looking at things like that. I've seen an amazing. This is my first activation in my 20 months here with this team in every municipality, every single constitutional officer, the school board, Advent Health Hospital, a whole host of nonprofit groups, just the amazing team that's been in the Emergency Operations Center, been in field operations centers working with us. I'm just so proud to be a part of this community.
Sheriff Staley, you see it a lot during potential disaster situations when people are online at the gas station or At the supermarket, there are fights, sometimes violence. Was there any of that in Flagler County?
No, we did not have any of that, which is really a compliment to our community and what a great community we have, because we didn't see all the things that you see in the really big cities, Jacksonville, Orlando, even down in Daytona. So, you know, like Jonathan said, pat our community on the back, because they just really banded together. You know, we had inmates out there filling sandbags, and then I saw people get their sandbags, and then I know there was one lady that stayed like six, seven hours helping other residents load up sandbags and fill sandbags. So that's what we saw in this. You may have seen a Facebook post, one of our deputies pushing a guy in his electric wheelchair home because his in the rain, and because his battery died on his electric wow. wheelchair, and that's what this community is made up of.
Hey, we're going to go Michael Schotte, who is the new communication officer for the city of Palm Coast. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, David.
Great. So give us a little update on Palm Coast. I know swales were filled, but they were supposed to. We learned from you. So go ahead, give us the overview of Palm Coast. Any problems? How did we fare?
Yeah, let me just first say that for all of the residents who are sitting there wondering when they can leave their homes, here at the city EOC, we're doing the same thing. We are not sitting comfortably forcing you to stay in your homes doing something we're not doing. We've got guys huddled up with blankets and doing the work of the city, wishing that they could go home to their families, wishing they could go check on their properties, but it's just not safe yet. I'll echo what Jonathan said. I'll echo what the sheriff said. Please stay while we are clearing roads, while we're checking for down power lines, while we're doing all the things that your city needs to do. I know you're going to go stir crazy, but this storm is not over. We've seen about a third of what it's going to do. There's still possible for wind gusts. There's still possible for some localized flooding. There are still power lines down. There's about 1,100, 1,200 people in Flagler County without power. A lot of those are in Palm Coast, in the F section, the P section, the W section, over on Colbert Lane. FPL is getting to those as quickly as they can. But let's make sure you're safe in your homes while they're doing that. There's a possibility that traffic lights could be down. We want to clear the city before you go out in it, because we want you to stay safe.
Sheriff Staley, a good point that Michael said. Are there any traffic lights or intersections that are without power?
Not that has been reported to my command post. But let me remind residents, in case they come across one, on how you operate this. So if you're at an intersection that should have a working traffic light and there is no power there at all, in other words, the lights are not flashing, they're not doing anything, then that operates as a four-way stop, is what you're supposed to do. And so on a four-way stop, the person to your right has the right-of-way. And, you know, you just kind of work it around as a daisy chain.
You know, that can be an awkward situation when you pull up, because if you have the right of way, go. If you have the right of way, don't wave somebody else on thinking you're being nice and giving them the that just screws everything up. So like you said, when you pull up there, if all four people pull up to the intersection at the right time, who has the right to go first?
The first person on the right. And you guys got to figure that out. But that's basically what the law says. So, but David, you do make a good point, because, you know, we all see people waving. You go, no, you go. And then finally somebody goes and then there's a collision. Well, the person has started waving. Now you probably just open yourself up to some civil liability, too. So when I find myself in those positions, I may stop. But I'm not waving at anybody. We'll work it out, you know, on who starts the inch forward. Now, if you get to an intersection where the traffic light is, something's happened to it, and now it is flashing. One side should be flashing red generally, and one side is yellow. So here's what that means, because red means you stop. And the yellow side that's flashing has the right-of-way. What we don't need to have happen is the drivers with the yellow flashing stop, because that's when accidents happen. And so that's how you handle those intersections.
Okay. And, hey, Michael Shoddy, a big thing on people's mind in Palm Coast right now is when are we going to get this smelly hot trash out of my garage?
Yeah, first, just let me offer, Sheriff Staley, if you would like to come on and explain four-way stops to people every morning, I feel like that might be a valuable service to the city.
That and blinkers.
Well, we haven't even talked about how you drive in a roundabout, because we don't know how to do that at all.
Amen to that.
Sign us up, David. We'll do this show together. Trash collection as of right now, we know it's suspended today. I'm going to walk into a meeting right after this phone call, and we're going to start talking about how we get this city back up on its feet. There's some things that our streets team needs to do. There's some decisions that our city leadership needs to make. I'm not going to make those things right now live on the air. I've got some suspicions about what we're going to do from conversations I've had this morning, but we'll do a press release and some social posts out to the public after this 9 o'clock meeting. So expect those news items around like 10:30, 11, and we'll start talking about how we're getting the city back up on its feet. But I believe trash collection is going to be coming very soon, Palm Coast residents.
Hey, right. Michael, do you have a timeline as when the city officials or yourself are going to be out and about in the city assessing everything?
Some of those crews are already out there. So we never reach sustained winds of 45 miles an hour. So our crews have been out all night. We've been on ramped up 24/7 operations. Our call service has been going all night. We've had people that haven't slept. We've had people that have only slept a couple of hours. We were honestly all night. We were watching things like the weather. We were watching traffic cams to see if there was any accidents. We were going to, if you're worried about your power, fplmaps.com is a great website. We were watching that all night to watch power outages. So we're already doing that work. But as for when we're going to start like officially doing some clearing, making sure that residents can get out and about safely, that work is ongoing, and we'll be making those announcements as they're cleared.
Has there been any reports of cell phone outages or data outages that you know of?
Not that I know of. Cell phone is just taxed right now. That's one of the things we're working on as a city, that during situations like this when there might be some localized outages, there are things we're going to do with our infrastructure moving forward that are going to help that. But we've not seen any widespread anything. Again, I'm sure this was said multiple times before I was listening in, but we're just very blessed that this thing actually stayed offshore. There was no wobbling. There was no shimmy shaking toward the west as it's passing us. But it is still here. And so, again, we've had some strong winds. We're going to continue to have some strong winds. So just because your power's on right now, don't assume it's going to be like that all day, because there's going to be after effects of this storm into tomorrow. There might be localized flooding into tomorrow. There might be localized power outages into tomorrow. Do not let your guard up just because you woke up in the morning and the storm, you know, hadn't affected you yet. The storm is still right offshore. Go look at a radar. It's still right there. This was not an overnight storm like people are trying to pretend it was. So still have your guard up. Still make sure that you're being prepared for anything, because, you know, if your power goes out now, you know, FPL's working their tails off, but I can't promise if your power goes out right now that you're going to have power later on today. That's an FPL question.
Well, all right, David, let me jump in here real quick, okay. Guys. Jonathan Lord, I know you have to go. Do you have any last words here before you get out of here?
It's not time to go out there yet. We the sheriff, the rest of law enforcement, the municipalities, and I will get together later this morning, what we call a policy meeting, to talk about lifting evacuation orders. Once it's going to be driven by the weather and driven by the conditions around the county. So as we said earlier, please stay in your homes. Just wait it out. This will be going away in the next 3 or 4 hours. Just, you only got a few more hours, and we can start lifting that. So just please have that patience. Please do not get rid of your supplies. Again, we're just approaching that peak of hurricane season, and thank you to the entire community for just your preparedness.
Jonathan, correct me if I'm wrong, but we're still in a hurricane warning. Is that right?
That is correct. Hurricane warning, tropical warnings has not been lifted, so we won't even consider talking about lifting those things until those expire from the Weather Service.
All right, very good. Thank you much.
Jonathan Lord. Also, let me jump in here as well. Sheriff Rick Staley, you have an update on A1A.
So I just had some of my deputies report to me that they drove all the way north to the county line, so past Marineland, and they indicate that A1A is passable. There is some standing water in a few areas. I saw that about 1 a.m. this morning, so it probably hasn't gotten any better, but nothing significantly worse. So We haven't had the A1A cave-in or anything like that like we had in the last two hurricanes. So that's good news. That means, I guess, that the system, the rebuilding design is doing what it's supposed to do.
All right. Hey, patiently waiting. Update on our schools, which people are wondering. Jason Wheeler, we know school is canceled for Thursday. Take it from there, Jason.
Yeah, I'm actually driving into the office right now, and I got to say, I did pass a couple FBI as well as some sheriff's deputies. So they're out and about, and they're getting everything back up to normal, hopefully, sooner rather than later. Yeah, we have canceled classes through Thursday. We're going to be meeting today and hopefully have a decision on Friday. A lot of this really depends on how quickly we can get the shelters emptied out at Rimfire and at Bedell Elementary Schools. And also, we're going to have our crews start going out today and evaluating all of our campuses to make sure there's no damage on any of our campuses. And one other thing people forget about is that we've got to actually drive our bus routes to see if there are any problems, especially along the beach side and then also out west. We have a lot of dirt roads out that way, and making sure our buses can get through those areas. Once we get okay on that, then it'll make it easier for Superintendent Hager to go ahead and make that decision as what we're going to do next.
All right. Okay. All right. Very good. We'll keep us updated. Once again, no football game for FPC Friday. Matanzas, any word on that, Jason?
I've not, but I can't imagine because we haven't been able to practice. So I would assume that everything has probably been postponed for a week, and they'll announce makeup games or makeup dates. Fortunately, it's still early in the year, and both teams had bye weeks, so they can hopefully reschedule those for later on in the year. I do want to say, once we do make a decision, please, for all of our parents out there, we will go ahead and update our website, flaggerschools.com, as well as our social media pages, and you expect a couple of phone calls from me on the automated phone calls. So your phone may be blowing up a little bit later today, hopefully.
All right, Jason. Thank you much. Appreciate all the work in the schools and being a part of the shelter program here in Flagler County as well. All right.
Thank you for you guys for being so helpful with everybody and getting the word out.
Okay.
I know the radio is extremely important.
Very good. Thank you. We're glad to be of service on it. All right. So that's Jason Wheeler. He's the public information officer with Flagler County Schools. Who else do we have? Is Michael? Michael, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Any final comments from you before we let you go?
Yeah, I would just echo what Jonathan Lawrence said. If this were any other day, you would not want to be outside in weather like this. I understand you've been cooped up, but you would not want to be outside. Find your favorite Netflix show or find a new Netflix show. Whatever you're going to do, just stay inside. We want you to be safe. We are so blessed this hurricane stayed offshore. The last thing we want is injuries and possible fatalities from people going out too early, coming across a downed power line or having a traffic accident. Please just stay inside. Let us make sure this city is safe for you. Let's make sure the weather passes before you go outside.
Well said, and it's very blustery right here now at Bunnell at our studios, looking out the window. Things are, bushes and everything are blowing very much. So yeah, let's count our blessings and stay inside, and we'll stay tuned and follow the directions that you guys give us.
Okay. Thank you so much, David.
Thanks, Michael.
All right. We're trying to get Alvin Jackson, city manager for Bunnell, on here.
Let me get Sheriff Staley in here real quick. Okay. Sheriff Staley, you got something to say?
David, I was just going to add to that when you look at fatalities and serious injuries during a hurricane, it's usually right after the hurricane. People go out too soon. They step on wires that are live or trees that are still weakened, and then they fall and hit them or hit the car that they're driving. So historically, the worst time to be out is right after it, and we're actually still in the hurricane warning area. And as you mentioned, the storms are still, bands are still coming through. So it's good advice. Stay inside for right now. Enjoy an extra day off from work. And by tomorrow, I think everything should be back pretty much to normal, I would hope.
Sheriff Staley, you said earlier in this conversation that your officer stopped a few people. Any scumbags go to the Green Roof Inn?
No, it's not scumbags.
Oh, what is it?
It's what, Sheriff?
I thought it was scumbags.
Sheriff Chitwood in Volusia uses scumbags, so I can't use that up here. But we did make sure that his scumbags did not come into Flagler County.
Excellent.
But the people at Well, I won't go there.
And they're usually dirt bags, aren't they?
Oh, there they are. Yeah, there they are.
Dirt bags. Okay, okay. Yeah.
But you have to earn that before I use it, you know. So, but no, I don't think we had any arrests. I know we had a Baker Act last night, but it was a pretty uneventful night. I would say the biggest thing that happened was the tree that fell on Seminole Woods and a car that ran into it. Unfortunately, they were not. There were no serious injuries there. So it's been a pretty quiet night.
Great. Boy, just great reports all the way around. Alvin Jackson, city manager for Bunnell. What's your report for this morning?
Well, actually, I was in the process of getting a report when you called. So I haven't finished receiving my report. Undoubtedly nothing. It was uneventful. I would have received the call, but I wanted a status this morning. I know late yesterday afternoon, as the sheriff indicated, we had to make a few arrests. It was more or less domestic violence.
Okay. Stuff that might have happened anyway.
Yeah. Just probably individuals had cabin fever, you know.
Okay. You know, we're at Flagler Beach. I don't know if you probably didn't get to hear Larry Newsom. They reported Flagler Beach is in very good condition, and we're blessed with that. Just debris and things like that. They said they felt like they could clean up the town, be back to normal with a day. But then it comes down to trash pickup. So what about the city of Bunnell? What can the people of Bunnell expect for basic services like that?
Well, basically, the services should not be interrupted. We picked up until 10 a.m. yesterday morning, and the streets were pretty clean. So our staff will be ready to, do whatever debris pickup is needed today. We don't feel that there's going to be a whole lot.
Okay. All right. So pretty much Bunnell is back to normal, barring something else happening here with this hurricane 100 miles offshore.
Correct.
Okay. Any water standing on any of your streets?
But once again, I was in the process of getting the update when you all called, so I have them on hold. They're giving me an update now.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, we'll let you get back to the update on it then, and if anything is there. And thank you for taking our call. We didn't mean to interrupt your ears there, so we'll let you get back to your crew.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Alvin.
Alvin Jackson, city manager for Bunnell. All right, anything else from the EOC? Rich Carroll, Candy Lowe.
That's about it right now. You heard from Sheriff Staley and, of course, from Jonathan Lord. For the most part, nothing but good news, so that's very encouraging. I'd say that the main theme here, the main message is don't forget we're still in a hurricane warning. So as nice as it may look outside at times, it might not be the safest of conditions just yet. So ride it out. Stick with us. We'll be here for you if any significant information comes out of the EOC.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rich Carroll, Candy Lowe over there. Well, keep it here. Like you say, there's nothing but good news, but still remember, I thought Michael said it well, that on any other day, you wouldn't want to be outside in this with the winds and the gust and things like that. So be safe. Now's not the time for somebody to go out and get injured or killed with something that could easily be avoided with it. We're going to keep you updated on all four Flagler radio stations. Once again, good news. Flagler dodged the big bullet. Hurricane Dorian. We'll keep you weather reports with our precision weather twice an hour. And also, we'll be with weather reports and anything with curfews, schools, just basic trash pickups and things like that. We'll keep you updated several times an hour with shorter broadcasts than a long one right here. We thought it was very important to get all of the key players that make Flagler County run, and they've run very well. I hope you could feel the camaraderie and the how all the cities are working together with the county, whether it be law enforcement or the mayors from Mayor Melissa Holland and And it's just great to have harmony and orchestration in something like this, because it doesn't happen in a lot of communities, and therefore we avoid confusion and there's clarity to it. So with that, we'll return to our regular programming. We want to thank our sponsors that make these long broadcast and overnight coverage possible. Richie Cadillac, North Nova Road, Daytona Beach. They are Flagler County's Cadillac dealer. Medcoat. Medcoat makes your pills go down easy. And if you know of anybody that has trouble swallowing pills, go online and get a free sample. Put a Medcoat on that big horse pill and gulp, it's gone. You can't keep it from going down. MedcoatUSA.com. Blinds and Interior Plantation Shutters by Jason. Local guy, does great work. Deal locally, blindsbyjason.com. Also, elitemarineconstruction.com. Anything with boat docks, seawalls, boathouses, these guys are great. They're right here in town also. elitemarineconstruction.com. And a special thanks to Eagle Eye Inspection for jumping in the middle of the night last night and calling in on the show. We had continuous coverage all night long for Pete and for you, especially for listening and allowing us to interrupt your music on Beach 92.7, Kicks Country 98.7, and Cool 100.9. We'll keep shorter updates throughout the day here, and and entertain you as well from our WNZF News Studios, and with Rich Carroll and Candy Lowe still at the Emergency Operations Center radio studio. Leave it here, and we'll keep you updated all about Flagler County. And we now return to our regular programming.